I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Abadeus Country Club in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. And behind me, you can see the famous Abadea Ranges. This is an important part with a long history and, of course, by extension, Africa, whose significance in the arena of logistics today we focus on. Of course, we focus on the contemporary significance of Africa in that arena, but historically we know that that has been the case. This is a continent which attracted the Easterners. The Chinese were here on the eastern part of Africa for a very long time. The Arabs were here. The Europeans were here in the northern part. The Americans, the Europeans, of course, and later the Americans were also here in the western part of it. So Africa, if you look at the maps that have been drawn by cartographers, even in medieval times, is centrally located. And somehow there are a number of things that work in favor of Africa. The tame climate. Africa, when you talk about the Mediterranean and the Mediterranean civilization and the trade that happens in that part of the world, it does not suffer from the extreme vagaries of weather that are experienced in other parts of the world. When you talk about the Indian Ocean, the same thing. When you talk about the Atlantic Ocean, it is the same thing. And that is why Africa, in terms of logistics, has become and continues to become significant in the world. Let us first talk about the maritime attraction of the African continent and the connectivity that it has. Let's start with Europe, for example. If you look at Europe, if you go to Morocco, I think it is if I want to be hyperbolic about this, I would say that Morocco is a stone throw away from Europe. And that tells you how, therefore, trade is enabled through the Strait of Gibraltar, through the Mediterranean Sea, and that is how the Suez Canal then became so very important, because it shortened the journey not only to the continent of Africa, but also shortened the journey from Europe through the canal itself, through the Arabian Peninsula, and ultimately to India. That tells you the significance of the logistical importance of Africa from a maritime perspective. And it did not stop there. If you look at the Cape of Good Hope, right from the early days in the 15th century, the Cape of Good Hope and its calm waters. This is one of the things that one talks about when you talk about the major ports of the continent of Africa and the calm waters that are to be found around that area in Dakar, as you move down to Sierra Leone, as you move down to Ghana, and move down to the armpit of Africa in Equatorial Guinea, and you go down to Angola, and you go down to the Cape of Good Hope. The beautiful harbors that you find there in Cape Town and in Durban. Then you go down to the islands of Mauritius and Port Louis in Mauritius, and then, of course, Seychelles and the much more distant land of Diego Garcia. And that is the maritime significance. And if you look at the major shipping lines like Maersk, you find them present in that space. Apart from that, you discover that Africa is also, of course, we still talk about in terms of the significance, the African airspace is not one that has been conquered in the manner that it ought to be. But progressively, if you look at the major players in international aviation, whether in terms of movement of goods, DHL, which is the German post, uses Africa quite effectively as a distribution center. And the continued growth, for example, of Addis Ababa as a distribution point for Africa is something that is very interesting. That in the last 30 years, of course, the Ethiopian Airlines was established in 1946, but it has grown exponentially. Right now, you see not only the Europeans are interested in that airport, but you can see in Rwanda. Look at what is happening to the port of Mombasa, Bagamoyo, and Mtwara in terms of distribution in that coast and in terms of Beira. And not only that, the Road and Belt Initiative of China is one that is becoming very significant, particularly when you look at the African continent. And recently, as a response, you've seen that the Americans working jointly with the Zambian government and the Angolan government have also talked about the Lobito Corridor. So this logistical significance is spurring growth in terms of infrastructure. We are talking about new railways in Liberia, new railways in Sierra Leone. We are talking about the building of the movement of water. This is a new thing that is 15 years old, but it may be known that indeed there is an initiative to move water from the Congo Basin into the Chad Basin, complete with canals, because you also want to enhance intra-African trade in terms of ensuring that you don't rely simply on roads, you don't just rely on railways, you don't just rely on air, you also want to ensure that you rely on waterways. And I think that these are beginning to acquire greater significance, particularly when we now know that many parts of the world are fundamentally saturated, and the new frontier is the continent of Africa. And why Africa logistically is acquiring a very major significance, when Africans said in the year 2013 that we want to lift the continent of Africa under Agenda 2063, Europe is tired. Nothing new is going to happen in Europe in the next 50 years in terms of trade. And Asia is emerging, not as tired as Africa. America is tired. Africa is the new frontier in terms of logistics. And when you talk logistics, you are also talking about technology. You are talking about Agenda 2063, but you are also talking about African Continental Free Trade Area. How are we going to enable this free trade area? When you see, for example, the Chinese are engaged in the building of highways, in the building of railways, the message that is being sent to the world is that this is the new kid on the block in terms of logistical significance. And I dare say this, if you look at the position of Africa, you can make the argument, which is not far from the truth, that Africa is equidistant. So the equidistance of Africa makes it a logistical hub. And it is not lost on me that a number of things are happening. Look at Suez Port, which is involved in the logistical arena, both in terms of air transport, is present in almost every other country. Everybody is beginning to recognize that Africa is where you want to be. Because logistics is now aided by technology, the other thing that then becomes important is how do we power Africa? Because Africa does not have energy in terms of enabling the new technology in the logistical arena. You are going to talk about hydroelectric power. We are now beginning to talk about nuclear power. And I know for a fact that their initiative, the Burkina Faso government, I'm told and I'm informed, is in touch with the Russian government for purposes of doing nuclear. We know that in East Africa we have nuclear energy. That is one aspect that you are going to do. Solar energy is becoming very important. Wind is becoming very important for purposes of ensuring that you infuse technology in order to ensure that technological enablers are present for purposes of ensuring logistical efficiency. So that if I'm moving any product from Iraq, Baghdad, to Beira in Mozambique, it can be enabled. We are now talking about the question of doing a pipeline, a gas pipeline from Nigeria to Europe. We are talking about doing pipelines across the continent of Europe. And logistically, therefore, we see a continent which cannot be ignored. You know, sometimes when people talk about the scramble for Africa, I tell them that there can be a scramble of a positive kind. A scramble because you are so attractive, and if you define what you want, you can actually earn the dividends of that scramble. And I want myself to be positive so that if Africa is organized, If Africa knows what it wants, and it appears to do so through the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, it appears to know so through the various visions, so that when you are interacting with the world and you are talking about your logistical significance, and we have things such as the Yamoussoukro Declaration on Free Air Transport, we are talking about pipelines, we are talking about railway lines, we are talking about the movement of oil and gas, natural gas, we are talking about enabling this thing through technology, then our significance is going to improve our economies in a monumental way. And in order to do this, Africa must do a number of things. Enter into collaborations that are going to ensure transfer of technology, transfer of knowledge. So my view is, Africa remains the way it started, attractive to the Europeans, attractive to the Chinese, attractive to the Arabs, but it's coming at a time when Africans have woken up. As the saying goes, if the lions don't write their history, it is the hunters' exploits that will be made known. Today, I think Africans have become the writers of their own history, and they are recognizing the significance of the continent of Africa in the logistical arena. Ours is to go out there and present ourselves to the world, and we must do that in a manner that makes us players sitting at the same table, and we will earn the dividends of our location, our climate, and our enabling environment. That is Africa's significance in the logistical arena. Thank you very much. We are talking Africa. This continent that is so well located that if it used that location well, it could in many ways be the engine of the world's economy. Thank you very much. We are continue with our interrogation of the continent of Africa, but we will come back again. We take a break and we see you next time as we continue the conversation.